one of my heroes, or heroes, is Emily Pinkerton. I've long admired her. I may not have ever expressed it as deeply as I will now for the music that she brings to our area here in Pittsburgh, her own, as well as the collaborations that she does, which has really added depth to our region. And this morning is a great example. And so will tonight at Song Space at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. We'll talk about that show in a little bit, which will have one other musician as well. But right now, along with Rodrigo and Vernizzi, it's a pleasure to welcome Emily Pinkerton. Emily and Rodrigo, thank you. Can you tell me about that song?
That song is a traditional Chilean song. It's a cueca, which is a song and dance that's really, really important in Chile and has all kinds of forms. And this cueca is really special because it was recorded by an artist named Violeta Parra in the 1950s based on field recordings that she made. It was her cover of that traditional song, and it's a really well-known song in Chile.
It's nice to have you both here. And Rodrigo, are you here for a while in Pittsburgh or just for a short visit?
I'm here. This is my second time. I'm very happy, and I will be here for about 2 weeks. We will be performing tonight and next week. Mm-hmm. Next week we'll be adding two more musicians from Chile that will be with us as a band.
Yes. And will that be here in the area as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, that'll be Belfield Hall on February 6th.
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that because I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, that's, we have two opportunities.
That's terrific. So Belfield Hall, February 6th is a Saturday.
Yeah.
So that should be great. I'll make sure that we get some details about that posted too. Did you have a lot of music growing up when you were a little boy? And please, we didn't get a chance to talk about, I'm hoping your English is okay for that question. Yeah.
It's good. It's his English is very good.
I thought it was, but I'm just curious, did you grow up with music in your family?
Not especially.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I'm always curious. That's a question I ask of any musician. How did you come to love music as you do?
Well, radio first when I was a teenager. The music was mostly through cassettes, yes?
Yes.
Especially those music of Nueva Canción Chilena, the very political music that was prior to the coup,
the military coup.
Yes, yes.
And after that, the music, the political music became the Canto Nuevo, and all that music came to us through cassettes that were copying. Yes?
Yes. So some of the music, I guess, was, I don't know as much about the politics as I should, but was there a need to preserve music on cassettes or to share music that way rather than playing it openly, is my understanding.
How many years after the coup was it before people could buy or have some Nueva Canción artists? There were some years where you just simply couldn't have or get that stuff, and if you had it, you got rid of it or hid it.
Wow.
But it was gradually.
Gradually kind of became safer.
But cassette was a very important way of sharing music, more music that was artists that now were official.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and the field recordings you mentioned, and it's just, I think it's important for us to value what you are bringing and playing and just the history behind it and the fact that we're hearing it and that you're sharing it today, and thank you. And Emily, if my memory is right, it's from Valparaiso, right?
Mm-hmm. In English, it's Valparaiso.
Yes.
Valparaiso, yeah.
And you came to Pittsburgh about 10 years ago. And when was your first trip to Chile?
It was 20 years ago in about a week or two.
Wow.
So I was just thinking the other day, isn't this perfect that all my friends are coming to see me and we can celebrate, you know, 20 years of music making and connections between here and there.
And when did you two meet?
We met in 2000. Rodrigo was working at the archives. These archives have a very long name, but I just call them the Popular Traditions Archives of the National Library. And we crossed paths briefly. And then when I returned to live in Chile again in 2004, then we started making music together.
Well, I'm so glad that happened. Mm-hmm. And let's have you play another song. I want to be sure we get lots of music in, too. Now, tonight, they're playing. We'll talk about the show, I think, after the next song to give you a time to get a pencil or to open up some memories so you can find out how you can hear them tonight. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. This is live. Rodrigo Invernizzi is here visiting from Chile along with Emily Pinkerton. And what's next?
Rodrigo's going to play some music also by Violeta Parra. And these are some more cuecas for solo guitar. Well. Thank you.
We like to let every note. that was beautiful. And you can hear these two tonight at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh in Shadyside. It's at the corner of Ellsworth and Moorwood. Easy to park there and get there, short walk. And opening, there's a musician opening for you tonight who I don't know too much about.
John Bañuelos is a tremendous flamenco guitarist, and he's works with all kinds of dancers and performers in the flamenco community here in Pittsburgh, and has his project Alba Flamenca that does just fantastic concerts. And we're happy to have him with us opening the evening with a few, some originals of his, and then some flamenco pieces.
And then coming up February 6th, a week from today, Belfield Hall. What is the time of that show?
That show is also 7:30.
Okay, and I'll find, I was just reading about it. You've got a number of musicians joining you.
That'll be a big show. We performed with approximately the same group of musicians 2.5 years ago, also in Belfield, so we wanted to do it again. And these are some friendships that were also formed at the Panama Jazz Festival, where we showcased a lot of Chilean composers together and just had too much fun. So we're trying to find all the ways we can to get together again. So we'll be joined by Ella Ponce, who's Chilean-Panamanian, Orion Morales, who's a beautiful, beautiful piano player. He was here in the fall, did some performing. And then we invited a handful of, you know, top-rate Pittsburgh musicians to play with us, and that's John Petroselli on sax, Ryan Socrates on drum set, and Jason Raffalack on bass.
You picked some good ones.
Right?
That should be a fun night. And again, that's February 6th at Belfield Hall on the campus of the University of Pittsburgh. It's nice to have Emily and Rodrigo here with us. And what's next?
What do you think? Cinco Veces?
Cinco Veces.
Okay.
Sí.
I'm going to tune here just a little bit, and then we're going to play an original song. This is called Cinco Veces, and it's a combination of Chilean and North American traditional music. You'll hear as you listen that your ear kind of travels from Chile to the States as it turns into an old-time tune.
And the title means?
It means five times, and at the time when I wrote it, it referred to how many times I had been to Chile. And I wrote it, or I started writing it as I was leaving, and I was in the airplane just looking at the mountains fade away into the distance, and was very, very sad. Me preguntan cuántas veces he venido. Me preguntan cuántas veces he venido. Cuántas veces por el cielo, he subido. Cuántas veces por el cielo. Sierra.
five times. Emily Pinkerton, Rodrigo and Vernizzi. Tell me about the banjo that is on your knee right now.
Sure. This is a beautiful old banjo from the 1920s. It's a Vega, and it once in its life was a mandolin, right? It had the mandolin strings and neck with this, you know, banjo pot. And when it came into my hands through a close friend of my dad who had no more need for it, I had it converted to a five-string banjo, and it's one of the most beautiful instruments.
Its tone is really rich. And is the banjo used in Chile? Is it a common instrument?
That's a really good question. To answer it quickly, no, right? It's not typical, but a little more detail about the banjo's life in Chile is that there was a singer in the 60s, Payo Grondona, who somehow a banjo came into his hands. Someone told me it was through Mormon missionaries that he got a hold of this five-string banjo. And in the same era of Nueva Canción, or the New Song movement in the 60s, while everyone was turning to Chilean traditional sounds and really evoking folk music that was specific to Chile and also the Andes farther north, music from Peru, Bolivia, Ecuador, he was playing five-string banjo and dressing in suits and taking a different tack. Although he did set some cuecas for banjo. And so there's that role that banjos had in Chile. And also in evangelical communities, instruments like the mandolin and the banjo and others are very important.
I was also curious about your guitar. Is it also older? It looks relatively new, the guitar you have.
This guitar?
Yes.
Well, it's Emily who can talk.
Oh, is this? You probably did not come with your instrument. It would be hard to transport a guitar. Is this yours?
This is a guitar. It was made in the 70s.
Ah, yeah, okay.
It's a special edition Alvarez.
That sounds beautiful. I just did post some information about both of the concerts, the one tonight. And I just want to mention it because I want to be sure people come and hear you tonight in Shadyside and then next week in Oakland. And it's a rare opportunity. You want to take advantage of doing this. In fact, I think kids would be welcome at both events.
Absolutely.
This is music for everybody. Yeah. And we've even had a few faces pressed up against the windows this morning as you've been playing. What's next?
How would you like to play A Un Bosque de Nieves?
Yeah.
Is that
okay? Yeah.
This is a solo guitar piece by a classical composer?
Yes, Iván Barrientos. Mm-hmm. Es un profesor nacido en el sur de Chile.
He's a professor who was born in the south of Chile.
Sus piezas son muy en un estilo muy romántico y están inspiradas en el paisaje natural del sur de Chile.
And his pieces are in a very romantic style, but they're inspired by images of nature in Chile, specifically in the south.
So this piece is inspired by a landscape of a forest. Yes.
Yes.
Rodrigo and Vernizzi. Thank you. Rodrigo Invernizzi, who is here along with Emily Pinkerton. That was beautiful. Thank you. That song was so peaceful, and it did sound like being in a forest. It very much so. We probably are going to have time for three more, I think, if that's okay.
That's fantastic.
What would you like to do next?
Negrita.
Negrita, yeah. Si? Okay. Another slight retuning. And Rodrigo can tell you about this song that was composed by a friend of his.
So it's called Marita?
Negrita.
Oh, Negrita.
Beloved. Yes, Beloved.
Beloved, yeah. It's Beloved. A beautiful song.
Song for a beloved Negrita.
We early this morning, we had all the Grammy nominees for Best Children's Album on by telephone today. And I'm convinced I need to listen to Jose Luis Orozco's, he has an album designed to help teach kids more Spanish. And it's actually really neat. It's called Como Bien. It's all songs about food. And he's done identical arrangements with words in English and words in Spanish. And as I was listening and previewing the album, I was starting to learn my language skills got a little better. Ricky's got some. I mostly have German.
Would you say something about Chepa?
The composer of these songs is a very good friend of mine. He is a singer-songwriter. I have played with him several times in Chile, and I chose this song for Emily to sing. I showed this song, and Emily liked it, and she said, "Well, let's sing this beautiful song." Thank you.
Emily Pinkerton, Rodrigo Invernetti, and tonight they're going to be at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. Brian Junker, we should thank, who curates the Song Space series. He wouldn't want...
And Reverend David Herndon for sponsoring all of this.
Yeah, I was going to say... Brian wouldn't want me to say thank you, but Brian wouldn't want to be acknowledged necessarily, but he does such a good job curating this series. And if you haven't been, if you're wondering what it's like to go to a church that you're not a member of, this is a beautiful, spacious, acoustically wonderful hall, and it's a very welcoming, historic building. And don't have any doubts. It's just a beautiful place to go and to hear music. And they'll start at 7:30 tonight. I don't have his name in front of me.
John Bañuelos.
And he'll be playing ahead of time some flamenco guitar. So a lovely evening to have is an option here in the Pittsburgh area tonight. And then a week from today, Belfield Hall in Oakland, a large group of musicians celebrating, I think, the Ends? I'm trying to think, the Ends of the Earth, the Friends, Emily Pinkerton and Friends.
That group we call Chiriwe. Chiriwe is a bird that is known for having a happy song.
Okay.
So when we play together, we call ourselves Chiriwe.
I like it. It makes sense. We've got a couple more. And what's next?
Lo único que tengo. We're going to sing a song by Victor Jara. Like Violeta Parra, he's one of those.
I was going to ask about Victor Jara, but I didn't want to ask until I actually was going to ask after we were off the air, because I know how tragic his death was, and I didn't want to bring it up while we were on the air. I'm glad you're going to play a song by him.
Both Violeta Parra and Victor Jara had tragic deaths, but when I talk about them, I like to focus on all the energy of their lives and how much they gave to the world, you know, to honor them in both regards. But Victor Jara, Violeta Parra, they're both heroes to a lot of people in Chile for everything they did, not just in the world of music, but in changing the world for the better and helping people have better opportunities. So this is called Lo Único Que Tengo, and it means the only thing that I have. And the song says, I have my hands.
mis manos son mi amor y mi sustento, y mis manos son lo único que tengo. Son mi amor y mi sustento.
I was just reading more about Victor Jara, and I would encourage you, if you haven't, if you don't know about him, and I was trying to remember how I became aware of him. He's been mentioned in a number of folk songs. Arlo
Pete
Guthrie
Seeger rearranged one of his songs. Both ways. Pete Seeger arranged one of Victor Jara's most famous songs, and then Victor Jara rearranged one of Pete Seeger's most famous songs, If I Had a Hammer. And Pete Seeger, I think he sang to Recuerdo Amanda, which is one of Victor Jara's most famous.
Yeah, and Holly Neer mentions Victor Jara in several of her songs. It's J-A-R-A, Victor, J-A-R-A. I found a song by Arlo Guthrie from the 60s called Victor Jara that I didn't know we had. Emily and Rodrigo, tonight, I just want to mention it because we have people, you may be driving in and out. I just want to be sure you know it's a nonprofit concert song space at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. Emily always has something interesting going on musically. Her website, emilypinkerton.com. So stop by there to keep track of where she is and what she's up to. And actually, as Rodrigo tunes, I'm going to thank our guests today because there are a lot of them, including all of the Grammy nominees, Morgan Taylor, Bill Kelly, Tim Kubart, Jose Luis Orozco, and Lori Henriquez. Good luck, and thank you for being with us. Kim Thomas from Culture Clips, Dr. Joyce Megerson Moore from New Horizon Theater, our students from Venture Outdoors, and Elizabeth Guo from Pittsburgh Concert Society, North Allegheny, and Emily Pinkerton and Rodrigo Invernizzi, who will close us out with a great song. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. So we're going to close with this really awesome instrumental, also written by Victor Jara. And he did something that is becoming more popular, but only in recent years, really, and that is for singer-songwriters to compose pieces in traditional rural tunings. So this is a really traditional way of using the guitar. It's tuned really low and in an open C chord, and this is called Ventolera. Thank you.
Pinkerton and Rodrigo Invernizzi, thank you so much for being with us today. And for just everything. It's a wonderful performance. Look for them tonight on February 6th. Look for us next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on Community Radio.